When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know what's heating up? Women homebuyers. Women, especially singles, are making a large share of the real estate market. And that's amazing because this has happened just over the span of 60 years. 60 years ago, women couldn't even get a credit card or a mortgage without a male cosigner. Now, single women own more homes than single men. Solo women homebuyers keep rising, accounting for over 18% of mortgage applications in 2023. Now, here in our great state, our census data says 12.2% of homes in Minnesota are owned by single women. And that's more because only 10% of homes in the state of Minnesota are owned by single men. I say, hey, girlfriend, you go. You go, girl. But, you know, I want to make sure to back this train up because as more women decide, you know what, I'm not going to wait to get married. I'm not going to wait till everything lines up. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to buy me a house and I'm going to make a home for myself. And, you know, if I find a male suitor, that's great. If I don't, hey, now I got my own place. It's my house, like Donna Ross says, and I live here. I need to figure out about the interest rates. Okay, everybody's got New Year's resolutions. Is it a good time to buy? So I said, let me call my friend Steven Spears. He's a senior vice president of Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Good afternoon, Steven.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. Thank you for having me this afternoon. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I was just amazed when I pulled up my email and saw that Axios newsletter about women buying more homes than men. But, you know, when I look around at my circle, my friend Sonia Brown just bought a house. My friend Angela just moved to Philadelphia to be closer to her daughter at NYU. She bought a house. This is just such a departure from 60 years ago when women couldn't buy a house without a man.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting development. I think that it probably speaks to just the fact of we hear a lot about home ownership today, and we hear a lot about interest rates, as you said, and we hear a lot about preparing for home ownership. And I think that that's just raising the interest across the board from everyone. And there's just a tremendous amount of opportunity out there now for individuals, first-time home buyers. So I'm sure that that probably leads to the influx of what you would consider to be the non-traditional home buyer, right? Because the traditional home buyer is what you would think of as that nuclear family, husband and wife. But I think that home ownership is for everyone, that is prepared themselves to be a successful homeowner. And that's really what we focus on at Bremer, is ensuring that we help everyone, you know, whether it's your traditional family or it is your single buyer, be prepared for home ownership and be prepared to be a successful homeowner.
And that's the thing. You have to get prepared. You can't just wake up and decide, I want to buy a house today. It's not like a pair of jeans. It's not a pair of earrings. It's not even like a car. It doesn't work like that. And I know at Bremer, you all prep your customers and the folks who trust you to make those big financial decisions for themselves and their families. And the three main things that I've learned from Bremer since I started my business is credit, income, and putting it all together. But when we're talking about home ownership, and the main thing that folks want to know about as they get prepared, is this is on their New Year's resolution list, Stephen, is this is something they want to do that they've never done before. Talk to me about the first steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned a bit ago about interest rates. So I know that everyone is thinking about interest rates, and we're hearing about the cost of housing and how much homes have appreciated and the cost of home ownership and whether or not, you know, now is a good time to buy. And I would just simply say, and I think I've shared this with you before, it's always a good time to buy the house if you are prepared to buy the house. And being prepared to buy a home is really making sure that you've done your homework and really kind of focused on those three things that you just kind of spoke about. And that is, the majority of us that go out to buy a home or will have to take out a mortgage. And one of the bigger steps in taking out a mortgage is making sure that you are credit worthy. So understanding your credit profile, understanding what your credit score is, that's a big component of what is needed to be understood and researched, and making sure that you're comfortable and understanding that you have your credit in a place where you can go out and get a loan. The other thing is just making sure that you have your financial house in order, that you've done your good budgeting behaviors and budgeting discipline, and you know that you can afford a mortgage, and you even have an idea of how much of a mortgage that you can afford. And that's what I really would refer to as kind of putting it all together. And you put it all together by understanding, you know what, I've done my work, I have my job, I have my income, I have my credit score that's worthy of getting a mortgage. Now I need to understand what type of mortgage is best for me and what type of assistance is out there potentially that can help me get into a home. Because what I would say, Shaletta, is that we're sitting at a time now where housing prices are up, but what also is up is the ability for homeowner or down payment assistance. So mm-hmm. we often think about individuals in the marketplace that are either at, near, or potentially below the area median income. But we are very, very appreciative in this state right now where we have an unprecedented amount of down payment assistance that may be coming to market this year, which I would say, along with the fact that interest rates have neutralized, housing prices have neutralized, places like Bremer are making sure that everyone is informed and understanding these things. This is really a perfect time to be thinking about getting your house in order so that you can go out and buy your home. And that is understanding and getting informed and coming to a place like Bremer or other folks out there to make sure that you have all the information possible, because in buying a home, information is key.
Okay, speaking of information, we're talking to Stephen Spears. He's a senior vice president, Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer Bank. And Stephen, you know, as people are listening and that buying a home is on their bucket list, they say they want to do it before December 31st, 2024. They're not waiting on a spouse. They're not waiting on the lottery to hit. They're going to go ahead and do this thing the way that it is supposed to be done. And what you're saying is so foreign to some folks. You know, if you've been written all your life, you know, talking about pulling credit scores and savings and loans, it sounds overwhelming. You know, what's the first step? If somebody wants to take a baby step, what's the first step?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You know, but that is what is the biggest fear in purchasing a home, is that it is a complicated transaction. In fact, I'm out today at one of our opportunities where we're working with a group of first-time home buyers, and I was asked a question an hour ago that I haven't even stepped back and think about. So it is a complicated process. The first step, I would say, and I've said this to you before, is to make contact with and work with someone that you trust that is informed in this area. And that's certainly what we do here at Bremer, is kind of pride ourselves that all of our mortgage loan officers, and we also have an individual in our marketplace that's our community impact officer, Trent Bowman, which I know that you spoke to before, that his job is 100% focused on having consultations with individuals to ensure that they are informed and ready to become a successful homeowner. I know that, as you spoke with Trent before, one of his keys is starting off with credit, understanding credit. That is the biggest component of being able to to get the most affordable mortgage is making sure that you have the best credit score possible. And understanding how to qualify from an income standpoint would be the second step. And then third would just be understanding the mortgage products that are available. Each of those components, Shalette, are very, very, very difficult, and we certainly probably can't do it justice in one conversation. And I would love to come back and continue this conversation with you throughout this year. And whether it's myself or my colleague Trent Bowman, we can certainly come on and kind of share our insights as it pertains to credit, as it pertains to having income, and how does it help you qualify for the mortgage, and how can you determine how much of a mortgage or how much of a home you can buy. And then also talk about what type of products are out there and what type of financial assistance can be out there from a down payment standpoint. So would love to continue the conversation throughout this year and just dive deeper into each of these subjects that are very, very crucial to understanding how to become a successful homeowner.
And we've got to do that, because we could spend the next 2 hours of this show rescheduling guests and just talking about this, because, you know, anybody who has this on their list, I want to make sure that they are successful in getting that done. You know, my grandmother, my great grandmother, they never owned a home. And my mother was the first person in our family to buy a house. And so I want to make sure that, you know, when somebody passes on a legacy, that there's some property involved in that. And there's so much, you know, my mother was able to send us to college because she bought a home. You know, there's so many other opportunities that are available. But I want to know before I let you go, because, you know, you have your finger on the pulse of this. This is your business, right? Just because somebody wants to buy a house doesn't mean it's a good time to buy a house, just because it's on their list of things to do. Is this a good time to buy?
You know, as I said before, the best time to buy a home is not necessarily when you think the interest rates are the lowest or the home prices are the lowest. It really does center on, are you prepared and are you ready to buy? I would say that right now, this year, at this point in time, particularly in our state, is presenting some very unique opportunities for first-time home buyers, or those buyers that are either at, near, or below the area median income, because there is going to be an unprecedented amount of financial assistance or down payment assistance coming to market that people can take advantage of. So if you've done your homework and you've understood and you've worked with an individual like Trent Bowman here or myself at Bremer Bank to understand, and you feel like you are confident in all the areas of home ownership and understanding how to do those things, then it is always a perfect time to buy. So interest rates, we've talked about that a few times already in this conversation. They're certainly higher than what they have been in recent history, meaning in the last 5 years. But historically, they're still at a historical low. So interest rates are at a point in time where that should not be a significant factor. The real factor is, are you ready? Are you personally ready? Are you informed? And do you feel like you have the information that you need to be a successful homeowner? If you're there, then now is a perfect time to buy.
Okay, so I need you to tell folks how they can get in touch with you and Trent, because I'm going to have you back on the show. But before then, if they have any questions, because a lot of people who want to buy a home, honestly, Stephen, are unbanked. And they got money sitting in a PayPal account or a Venmo account. And you can't buy a home on PayPal. You can't buy a home on Venmo. You have to be connected to a trusted lender in your community.
Absolutely. And I would just immediately ask everyone to reach out. As I said, Trent Bowman is in our Brooklyn Center branch, but we have branches throughout the Twin Cities. But probably the most convenient way to reach any of us is just look us up on Bremer.com. We have tons of information out on our website pertaining to the mortgage products. Can really be a very good start for potential homeowners. But then certainly just reach out, and I'll just reiterate the names Trent Bowman and Stephen Sears at Bremer. But you can look us up on Bremer.com, and we will certainly make the time and place to share the information that we have and make sure that you are prepared to be a successful homeowner.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. You just pinky promised me on the radio that you are coming back. So when we call you or Trent, we're going to ask you all to come back, because if there's anybody who has being a first-time homeowner on that list, or they may be the first person in their family in several generations to own a home. I just want to be able to use this show as a platform and an opportunity to get them the information they need to get that done.
Anytime, and Shaletta, I just appreciate your support of this huge endeavor for everyone. As you said, it's an important step in one's life, and we want to help make sure that they are prepared, and we really appreciate your advocacy for this as well. So thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But you know what's heating up? Women homebuyers. Women, especially singles, are making a large share of the real estate market. And that's amazing, because this has happened just over the span of 60 years. 60 years ago, women couldn't even get a credit card or mortgage without a male cosigner. Now, single women own more homes than single men. Solo women homebuyers keep rising, accounting for over 18% of mortgage applications in 2023. Now, here in our great state, our census data says 12.2% of homes in Minnesota are owned by single women. And that's more, because only 10% of homes in the state of Minnesota are owned by single men. I say, hey, girlfriend, you go. You go, girl. But, you know, I want to make sure to back this train up, because as more women decide, you know what, I'm not going to wait to get married. I'm not going to wait till everything lines up. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to buy me a house and I'm going to make a home for myself. And, you know, if I find a male suitor, that's great. If I don't, hey, now, I got my own place. It's my house, like Donna Ross says, and I live here. I need to figure out about the interest rates. Okay. Everybody's got New Year's resolutions. Is it a good time to buy? So I said, let me call my friend Steven Spears. He's a senior vice president of Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Good afternoon, Steven.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. Thank you for having me this afternoon. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I was just amazed when I pulled up my email and saw that Axios newsletter about women buying more homes than men. But, you know, when I look around at my circle, my friend Sonia Brown just bought a house. My friend Angela just moved to Philadelphia to be closer to her daughter at NYU. She bought a house. This is just such a departure from 60 years ago when women couldn't buy a house without a man.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting development. I think that it probably speaks to just the fact of we hear a lot about home ownership today, and we hear a lot about interest rates, as you said, and we hear a lot about preparing for home ownership. And I think that that's just raising the interest across the board from everyone. And there's this tremendous amount of opportunity out there now for individuals, first-time home buyers. So I'm sure that that probably leads to the influx of what you would consider to be the non-traditional home buyer, right? Because the traditional home buyer is what you would think of as that nuclear family, husband and wife. But I think that home ownership is for everyone, everyone that is prepared themselves to be a successful homeowner. And that's really what we focus on at Bremer, is ensuring that we help everyone, you know, whether it's your traditional family or it is your single buyer, be prepared for home ownership and be prepared to be a successful homeowner.
And that's the thing. You have to get prepared. You can't just wake up and decide, I want to buy a house today. It's not like a pair of jeans. It's not a pair of earrings. It's not even like a car. It doesn't work like that. And I know at Bremer, you all prep your customers and the folks who trust you to make those big financial decisions for themselves and their families. And the three main things that I've learned from Bremer since I started my business is credit, income, and putting it all together. But when we're talking about home ownership, and the main thing that folks want to know about as they get prepared, is this is on their New Year's resolution list, Stephen, is this is something they want to do that they've never done before. Talk to me about the first steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned a bit ago about interest rates. So I know that everyone is thinking about interest rates, and we're hearing about the cost of housing and how much homes have appreciated and the cost of home ownership and whether or not, you know, now is a good time to buy. And I would just simply say, and I think I've shared this with you before, it's always a good time to buy the house if you are prepared to buy the house. And being prepared to buy a home is really making sure that you've done your homework and really kind of focused on those three things that you just kind of spoke about. And that is, the majority of us that go out to buy a home or will have to take out a mortgage. And one of the bigger steps in taking out a mortgage is making sure that you are credit worthy. So understanding your credit profile, understanding what your credit score is, that's a big component of what is needed to be understood and researched, and making sure that you're comfortable and understanding that you have your credit in a place where you can go out and get a loan. The other thing is just making sure that you have your financial house in order, that you've done your good budgeting behaviors and budgeting discipline, and you know that you can afford a mortgage, and you even have an idea of how much of a mortgage that you can afford. And that's what I really would refer to as kind of putting it all together. And you put it all together by understanding, you know what, I've done my work, I have my job, I have my income, I have my credit score that's worthy of getting a mortgage. Now I need to understand what type of mortgage is best for me and what type of assistance is out there potentially that can help me get into a home. Because what I would say, Shaletta, is that we're sitting at a time now where housing prices are up, but what also is up is the ability for homeowner or down payment assistance. So we often think about individuals in the marketplace that are either at, near, or potentially below the area median income. But we are very, very appreciative in this state right now where we have an unprecedented amount of down payment assistance that may be coming to market this year, which I would say, along with the fact that interest rates have neutralized, housing prices have neutralized, places like Bremer are making sure that everyone is informed and understanding these things. This is really a perfect time to be thinking about getting your house in order so that you can go out and buy your home. And that is understanding and getting informed and coming to a place like Bremer or other folks out there to make sure that you have all the information possible, because in buying a home, information is key.
Okay, speaking of information, we're talking to Stephen Spears. He's a senior vice president, Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer Bank. And Stephen, you know, as people are listening and that buying a home is on their bucket list, they say they want to do it before December 31st, 2024. They're not waiting on a spouse. They're not waiting on the lottery to hit. They're going to go ahead and do this thing the way that it is supposed to be done. And what you're saying is so foreign to some folks. You know, if you've been written all your life, you know, talking about pulling credit scores and savings and loans, it sounds overwhelming. You know, what's the first step? If somebody wants to take a baby step, what's the first step?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You know, but that is what is the biggest fear in purchasing a home, is that it is a complicated transaction. In fact, I'm out today at one of our opportunities where we're working with a group of first-time home buyers, and I was asked a question an hour ago that I haven't even stepped back and think about. So it is a complicated process. The first step, I would say, and I've said this to you before, is to make contact with and work with someone that you trust that is informed in this area. And that's certainly what we do here at Bremer, is kind of pride ourselves that all of our mortgage loan officers, and we also have an individual in our marketplace that's our community impact officer, Trent Bowman, which I know that you spoke to before, that his job is 100% focused on having consultations with individuals to ensure that they are informed and ready to become a successful homeowner. I know that, as you spoke with Trent before, one of his keys is starting off with credit, understanding credit. That is the biggest component of being able to get the most affordable mortgage, is making sure that you have the best credit score possible. And understanding how to qualify from an income standpoint would be the second step. And then third would just be understanding the mortgage products that are available. Each of those components, Shalette, are very, very, very difficult, and we certainly probably can't do it justice in one conversation. And I would love to come back and continue this conversation with you throughout this year. And whether it's myself or my colleague Trent Bowman, we can certainly come on and kind of share our insights as it pertains to credit, as it pertains to having income, and how does it help you qualify for the mortgage, and how can you determine how much of a mortgage or how much of a home you can buy. And then also talk about what type of products are out there and what type of financial assistance can be out there from a down payment standpoint. So would love to continue the conversation throughout this year and just dive deeper into each of these subjects that are very, very crucial to understanding how to become a successful homeowner.
And we've got to do that, because we could spend the next 2 hours of this show rescheduling guests and just talking about this, because, you know, anybody who has this on their list, I want to make sure that they are successful in getting that done. You know, my grandmother, my great grandmother, they never owned a home. And my mother was the first person in our family to buy a house. And so I want to make sure that, you know, when somebody passes on a legacy, that there's some property involved in that. And there's so much, you know, my mother was able to send us to college because she bought a home. You know, there's so many other opportunities that are available. But I want to know before I let you go, because, you know, you have your finger on the pulse of this. This is your business, right? Just because somebody wants to buy a house doesn't mean it's a good time to buy a house, just because it's on their list of things to do. Is this a good time to buy?
You know, as I said before, the best time to buy a home is not necessarily when you think the interest rates are the lowest or the home prices are the lowest. It really does center on, are you prepared and are you ready to buy? I would say that right now, this year, at this point in time, particularly in our state, is presenting some very unique opportunities for first-time home buyers, or those buyers that are either at, near, or below the area median income, because there is going to be an unprecedented amount of financial assistance or down payment assistance coming to market that people can take advantage of. So if you've done your homework and you've understood and you've worked with an individual like Trent Bowman here or myself at Bremer Bank to understand, and you feel like you are confident in all the areas of home ownership and understanding how to do those things, then it is always a perfect time to buy. So interest rates, we've talked about that a few times already in this conversation. They're certainly higher than what they have been in recent history, meaning in the last 5 years. But historically, they're still at a historical low. So interest rates are at a point in time where that should not be a significant factor. The real factor is, are you ready? Are you personally ready? Are you informed? And do you feel like you have the information that you need to be a successful homeowner? If you're there, then now is a perfect time to buy.
Okay, so I need you to tell folks how they can get in touch with you and Trent, because I'm going to have you back on the show. But before then, if they have any questions, because a lot of people who want to buy a home, honestly, Stephen, are unbanked. And they got money sitting in a PayPal account or a Venmo account. And you can't buy a home on PayPal. You can't buy a home on Venmo. You have to be connected to a trusted lender in your community.
Absolutely. And I would just immediately ask everyone to reach out. As I said, Trent Bowman is in our Brooklyn Center branch, but we have branches throughout the Twin Cities. But probably the most convenient way to reach any of us is just look us up on Bremer.com. We have tons of information out on our website pertaining to the mortgage products, can really be a very good start for potential homeowners. But then certainly just reach out, and I'll just reiterate the names Trent Bowman and Stephen Sears at Bremer. But you can look us up on Bremer.com, and we will certainly make the time and place to share the information that we have and make sure that you are prepared to be a successful homeowner.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. You just pinky promised me on the radio that you are coming back. So when we call you or Trent, we're going to ask you all to come back, because if there's anybody who has being a first time homeowner on that list, or they may be the first person in their family in several generations to own a home, I just want to be able to use this show as a platform and an opportunity to get them the information they need to get that done.
Anytime. And Shaletta, I just appreciate your support of this huge endeavor for everyone. As you said, it's an important step in one's life, and we want to help make sure that they are prepared. And we really appreciate your advocacy for this as well. So thank you.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.